Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to air. Tonight is a celebration because many people associated with this show, it's their birthday, plus our lovely guests. Owners Don and Doug of BBS Radio share the birthday with me and Raina Ingalls. And Ray Ingalls has always been on the show on this very day. Our birthday actually is December 18th. But Raina is a very talented psychic and healer who has blessed many with her readings. She is clairvoyant, empathic, and a spiritual intuitive. She is on tonight. We are going to be opening the phone lines right away. So if you have any questions you want to ask me or Raina, you are welcome to call in. The number is 877-876-5227. And please call in. Raina, thank you so much for being on the show. It's
thank
been a crazy
you.
Day, hasn't it?
It's always fun. Yes, it's always fun to come together with you.
It's big party time here, so we're having a good time.
I always look forward to this. And I hope we can do this for many more years to come.
I certainly hope so. Now, one thing that you and me have been talking about a lot of time lately that at least for me, a lot of my clients have been asking me about, okay, where's that special someone? I've had a lot of practice calls, shall we say, but we want the real one.
Right.
Are you getting the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. But the practice calls are and those other relationships are always part of the journey. And yes, everybody wants their one. Their one true soulmate, that seems to be the focus of, you know, what's going on all over the earth right now. As the time nears to 2012, you know, this is part of the last part of the journey here.
Yes, and I agree with you. We all had to learn certain things and clean things up and really kind of pay for the karmic debt of thousands and thousands of years. Earlier today, I was recording a show for December 31st, and it's talking about the things to come in 2010. To me, it's just weird to think it's been a whole decade.
It has gone so fast. Time has gotten so, has really increased in speed.
Yes.
It actually has. I know that a lot of people say that the older they get, but I do feel that the time has really gotten faster.
A lot of kids I know that they're even there saying it's going a lot faster.
Right. Yes, it is.
So
we're getting ready for a huge transition. It's going to be very exciting.
Very much so, and it's going to be a really exciting time. This last year for many people have been really kind of tough, and I do think that, you know, we're all part of a transition, so it is going to take a little bit for people to sort out and get used to the new dimension that they're getting into. So 2010 may have its rough spots as well, but overall I think it's a good thing. And the other thing that she did mention is it really is a huge time for twin flames and soulmates to meet again and do it right this time. And it's all good and fun. And if you really have done the work, you're going to have somebody. And if you may be with someone right now and you're wondering if they're the right one, don't be surprised if all of a sudden something goes awry and you're going, well, maybe this isn't the right person, and you just need to trust that, you know, don't really force yourself to leave a relationship. If it's working, it's working. What you say, Raina? It's not everybody going to leave everybody to find somebody else. So it is really a very strong time to really think about everything that you have let go of. Because the person that's coming in really is the perfect mirror for you in positive ways. A lot of people have been attracting people who have reflected the negative aspects. We've got Brant on line two. Hi, Brant. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
It's always a pleasure to have you call in. And I know your question is for Raina, so I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say happy birthday to both of you. And
thank you.
I always enjoy this show once a year. You got to come on a little more, but it's always fun to listen to you guys. Well, Raina, like I said, my name is Brant, and I'm calling to know if I have a future with a girl named Jenny at all.
And he's not talking about me.
And no.
Raina?
I don't know what happened. I was just talking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just talking away, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
So, continue talking, because we can hear you now.
Okay, great. So, what were we talking about? Oh, this is such a great time to be alive, because this only happens, you know, it doesn't happen in every lifetime. It doesn't happen every decade. I mean, it happens only, what, once every 5,200 years, something like that, the end of my encounter. So it's a very exciting time to be alive.
And, Raina, we do have Brant on the line, and he's asking you a question if he has a future with a woman named Jenny.
Oh, yes.
And what was your name, honey?
Brant.
Brant?
Thanks for calling
Brant.
In.
Yeah.
Brant.
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was
in.
Just... first saying happy birthday to both of you, and I always enjoyed the show where you guys...
Oh, great.
Come on.
Thanks for listening. And your friend's name is?
It's a girl, Jenny, and I was
Jenny.
Curious to know if I have much of a future with this girl.
You know, the way I read, and it's not astrology as much as just the energy of the birthday. So if you would just give me your birthday, the month and day, that will help me with the
sure.
The reading.
Yeah, it's May 9th.
And what is her birthday?
Hers is December 10th.
Okay. I do believe there is a future here. I see a strong connection. And I feel like there's going to be some sort of a more of a commitment actually towards the end of this month around New Year's Day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of curious. I was with the girl for 2.5 years, and we've been kind of on a break for about 4 months or so. So I was just kind of curious on that, and I appreciate the...
I feel like you're going to reconnect towards the end of this month.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I think you're going to have a great 2010 together, the both of you together.
Wow.
You know, sometimes, Brant, we have to experience what we don't want in order to discover what we do. And I feel like that's why the both of you have taken this little hiatus, because you've needed some time alone. And often that makes people stronger.
Yeah, it's definitely been a... spiritual growth period, we'll say.
And you see, you couldn't have done that together. You could not have experienced the growth that you needed to experience had you been together.
Correct, but it still sucks.
I know, but look at it as a really good thing.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It'll make you stronger when you come back together.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say it would happen before Christmas, but I really feel like it's going to be after, around New Year's.
That still works for me. I'm not complaining.
Not that you won't talk, but I feel like there's not going to be the relationship until after Christmas.
Okay, great. I don't want to take up too much of the phone line and let everybody else call in, but thank you very much.
Were there any other questions? Feel free to ask another question if you have one.
Yeah, we don't have anybody else on, Brant, so if you have another question, go right ahead.
Okay, sure. Do you see me staying in the job that I have for quite a while? Do you think I'll be kind of, I don't know, do you see any kind of job change, pretty much?
Did you have one recently, like in the last few months?
No, I've been in the same place for about
any kind of promotion or different level of duty? Because I really don't see you moving. I feel like you're going to stay doing what you're doing for a while.
Okay, yeah, I've been with the same place for about 6.5 years. But, it's kind of one of those jobs where there's really not a promotion. It's kind of my niche kind of job.
Right, yeah, and you're really very good at what you do.
I'm not too bad.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track there.
Okay.
You know, I don't see much change in your career, but I do see a lot of change in your love life, and that's coming up. So 2010 is going to be a lot of change for you as far as relationship goes.
Like as far as
movement in the right direction. I do see marriage.
Wow.
Do you see a month?
That's wonderful.
It's going to be towards the end of the year, like October.
Oh my God! Yeah,
told you.
that's actually a month that I've been manifesting for a while.
Oh, great!
Yeah.
There you go.
I had the wrong year, but I had the right month.
Oh. Part of it is free will. I mean, there's nothing cut in stone. And so part of this is just keep, working towards that goal. And I really do see it.
Okay. Well,
things are going to look a lot different, you know, this time next month, even just in 30 days with her. I need to warn you because you may be pinching yourself to just realize that, you know, is this really real? It's going to look a lot different in 30 days.
Really?
How so?
Yeah.
I'll ask Brant the question. But Brant, how so is it going to look different? Can you see exactly? Is it just different attitudes, different?
Well, yes. As far as she goes, I think she's been a little skeptical maybe or backing off.
Mm-hmm.
With her feelings, but I think even just in 30 days, she's going to realize and wake up to a lot of how she really is and how things really are in the relationship and that she really does want this. You know, so I think she's going to change drastically, like she's going to come around full circle. That's what I'm getting.
Do you see her coming to him or him somehow running? How do you see them getting back together?
I feel like it's going to be a mutual thing. Like they're going to just, you know, reconnect in some way. It could be email. They might run into each other, or I'm not getting that especially.
No, I think if anything, it she would have to contact me.
She may email you
about a month ago. I said, hey, you know, why don't we try and give this thing a shot again? And I kind of got shot down. So, yeah, it's, I kind of think it's going to have to be, she would have to come to me because I've kind of already put myself out there.
Well, you know, I feel like, I know that you're feeling really rejected right now and that it's not going to go anywhere, very kind of afraid that you've lost her altogether, but I really feel like she's just going to wake up one morning. It's going to be kind of a a sudden thing.
Huh. Well, you get no complaint from me.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I think she's just going to wake up and think, what am I doing? I'm letting the greatest thing in my life go, and things are going to start moving forward. You know, it does happen that way, and I understand why you really can't make any kind of move in that direction, but I think you're going to hear from her, and I think it's going to be something casual in the beginning, like she's going to email or something and just see what your response is, but then it's going to go from there.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty logical.
Yeah.
Awesome. Free.
I know. 2010 is going to be good for you.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
You're very
it.
Welcome.
Very
Thanks for great. Calling in.
Yeah, have a great night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brant.
It really has been a long time for many people who have been waiting for their special love, especially, you were saying, 52,000 years?
Well, it's...
They've been working out their karma for that long? That's a long time.
It is, yeah. It really is. There are different time frames I've read, so...
Yeah, she was mentioning 26,000 years, but still, it's been thousands and thousands of years that people have been working out their karma to come back together.
And here
and
we are.
Right.
And here we are, planted here at this point in time. I mean, that's so exciting to me that we get to be a part of this transition. It's so great.
Yeah. So have you noticed, I mean, lately there's been a lot of intense energy, I would say, at least for me, and it's fluctuating. It's like some days it's just really intense, and other days I feel so happy and peaceful, it's like I'm bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very erratic. And just in the last 2 or 3 days, because of the new moon, and tell me, you know more astrology than I do, I feel like the energy's more chaotic.
Yes, it's definitely different. And we've got Lance from Wyoming online, too. Hello, Lance. How are you?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
Just fine. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your question?
My daughter just found out she was pregnant, and I was wondering how that might turn out for her. Not married.
What's your daughter's first name and her birth date?
Keisha, and it is February 13th.
She, correct me if I'm wrong, but she doesn't feel like she was really quite ready for this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it just seemed like kind of a shock. She's still kind of picking herself up and trying to dust herself off and get, you know, used to the idea. I do feel like it's going to turn out positive. I feel like she's, going to, you know, rise to the occasion, and I know you're going to be supportive of her, and help her in any way you can. I'm getting a boy. What do you get, Jen?
Okay.
Yeah, I get a boy as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get a little boy.
I think I dreamed about him a couple of months ago.
Oh.
Well, then you knew he was coming.
Yeah. My other daughter told me a couple of months ago she was pregnant, too, and I figured it was him, but I think it's one of them.
Or both of them. You never know.
So both your daughters are pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you think that, you know, things will work out for her, all right?
Oh, I do. I feel like she'll make the best of this, and I know you're going to be supportive of her and help her out, yeah. You know,
yeah.
There is a reason that this little boy is coming, and he has a lot of lessons to share with you, your daughter, and everyone around him.
Okay.
He's going to be a messenger, I'm getting, a big-time messenger.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
what I'm getting is that he really is going to help your daughter in many ways kind of grow up.
Okay.
What was your question? I'm sorry, I missed that last question.
No, I was just saying that I feel that the child's going to help her grow up and really kind of fulfill her own path even more so than she has been.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So, Lance, what other questions did you have? Or did you have anything else?
Well, yeah, kind of. I don't have a job anymore, so I'm just kind of wondering. You know, I do have an herbal product that I'm developing. How do you see anything with that, how that might turn out?
Oh, great. Is this a liquid?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually an analgesic, a topical analgesic for pain.
Very good. I think you're on the right track. And I feel that there are going to be more products besides this one that you will develop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You see that, Jen?
I
see another company that's, or a company that's going to be interested in this, too, after a while. And you'll be teaming up with somebody to help distribute it and develop it more. That and other products. Mm-hmm.
But don't let them rip you off. Be very careful with the contracts. They know what they're doing, and they know the possibilities with what you're doing. And I'm not going to say that they're definitely going to take advantage of you, but they're going to really let you know that you need to be very wise when it comes to business.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got a learning curve right now of developing your product, but also your business sense, even more so.
Okay.
Have you started the process to patent it?
Excuse me?
Have you started the process to patent this? Have you registered the idea?
No, because like with any herbal product, it's so easy to copy. All they got to do is change one thing on it, you know. So I don't think that would be wise, you know.
And I'm getting you need to talk to an attorney to make sure it isn't wise.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I see you teaming up with some lawyer that's going to help you tremendously.
And really protect your rights with this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you've got a multi-million dollar project starting.
Excuse me?
You've got a multi-million dollar product that you're working on, and you need to protect your rights with it. Okay, you can pick yourself up off the floor now. but you really need to protect yourself, Lance. That's all I'm saying is you got something good going. It really is a huge undertaking, but you're definitely on the right track, and you just need to, you know, really follow the steps to make sure you get what's truly yours.
Okay. All right. That's really good news. I've stressed a lot trying to get this thing coming about.
Yes. Yes, well, you'll have a lot of good vibes coming from us, definitely, to help you really get things going, because it feels like a really good product that's going to do very well.
It is. It's fabulous, especially for what it does for burns.
Mm-hmm.
The pain, you know. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, that's one reason why I've kept pursuing it. I know it's good.
Excellent.
Yeah. You and everybody else will know it's good eventually.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, you guys. That's really
good for you. That's a wonderful contribution that you're going to make to society and to the health field. So don't give up, okay?
I won't. Thank you guys.
All
very
right.
Much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
for calling in.
Yeah, lots of ideas will be popping up lately in the next couple months to really help people find their focus and their purpose. And I don't know about you, but I've also seen a lot of people saying, okay, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Even more so than before, just because there's been such a tremendous shift in energy and consciousness and really.
I know, absolutely. It's so exciting.
It really is.
It's like him, you know, losing their jobs or quitting their jobs or whatever, you know, their 9-to-5 to do that, to find their purpose. It is very exciting.
It really is. And from my own experience with my sister, who I've been bugging her to get out of the company that she was part of. She was part owner, and she was miserable. And she finally just put it out to the universe that if I'm not supposed to be doing this, you know, let somebody buy me out. And literally, I said, big changes. You're going to stop struggling. God has heard you. And literally, within hours, they came and made her offer to buy her out. And it was really a wonderful thing. We now have
Perfect.
Joan from Las Vegas online too. Hello, Joan. How are you doing now?
Good. How are you doing? Happy
Just
holidays.
Fine.
To both of you.
Thank you.
I heard your lady there, and she sounds like she's very interesting. And I wonder what she saw for me as far as future career here. I'm working on a couple things, and one is a possible travel thing to L.A., and I wonder what would be the best thing for me to do.
Okay. So, well, let me have your birthday, and let me see what I can get from Spirit.
Okay, 6/25/52.
Okay. Well, I actually see you doing more than one thing. And the travel, I do see that. Absolutely. I mean, you're built for travel.
I know. Yeah. I haven't in a while, and I've really missed it.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that you love to do. You're always chomping in the bit to go somewhere. And, you know, if you can do it during your work and as part of your work, then the more the merrier. I mean, that's just something that seems inevitable for you. No matter what you're doing, you're going to be traveling. And I'm sorry you haven't been doing it lately, but I do feel like you're going to live that out now. I'm traveling quite a bit. There's something to do with, and not just because it's LA, but I'm feeling like it has something to do with some important people, that you're going to be around some important people as part of your work, and travel.
Well, if I travel, you're right about doing a couple things. One thing is acting. I was going to try it here, but I was told by an agent today that he knew someone would be very interested in me in L.A. So, you know, I have animals here, and I don't want to move there, but I don't mind traveling back and forth.
Right.
So that's part of it.
And there's your important people, because you'll be around a lot of people that are high profile.
Okay.
You know, with the acting.
So mm-hmm. I should go forward with this.
Definitely. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yes, it's right. It's in your path. I mean, and I don't think you're even going to have to put out any effort, honey. It's just, it's happening. Don't you feel that,
so
Jen?
Yeah. It's definitely
like
unfolding.
It's like she's on a treadmill, and you're walking, and you it's not stopping. You're just keeping on. It's just... It's unfolding. It definitely is. You're there.
I just started then, because I wasn't getting any luck this past year until today. I talked to a agent, and he told me, and I was like, wow. I was hoping it would be more here, but because I have a home here, but and I have animals too, but I'm concerned that they have somebody to watch them while I'm gone and that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, have you ever considered getting a roommate?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
And the only reason why is you would always have somebody to care for your animals.
That's true.
That's the main concern. That really weighs very heavily on you, is your animals, because they're your babies. They're very much
Definitely.
A part of you. And I'm just getting that, or else some kind of... way of, even if you, I don't want to say move, but I feel like somebody's going to be living with you who is just taking care of the animals. And I see them around the animals all the time, so you don't have to worry about if the animals get along with them or really worry about the house, because you know the house is taken care of. It's somebody that you're truly going to trust.
Well, I hope so. I sure need that. I really could use somebody like that around here. Somebody that could just stay here with them. That would be even better yet.
So that's,
well, I met a lady recently that loves animals, and who knows, she might want to become a roommate. You never know. I don't know, but I also do healing work too, and I want to continue that also. So it's kind of like I want to do the.
But you might be doing the healing work in LA as well as the acting, and you know that, and you'll have a high profile clientele there.
Right, you're going to be doing two different things, but you're going to juggle them, and it will work out really nicely for you.
So I'll be able to quit the job I have now.
Oh, definitely.
Eventually, I wouldn't quite quit yet, but eventually, yeah. You're going to have to because you're going to be traveling so much.
Yeah, I won't be able to keep the other job. There's just no way, you know. So I'll be going back and forth, in other words, between there and here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be able to make enough money so I won't have to worry about having a full-time job. Like what I'm doing now, I'm just burnt out on what I'm doing now, and it's not really for me anyway. So it's like, I'm ready to move forward. No thought about that.
You're not going to be worried about money, honestly. That's not going to be a concern. What kind of healing work do you do, like energy work, Reiki?
I do that, hands-on healing
okay.
touch.
Good. Okay.
Joan, have you seen the movie The Living Matrix?
No, but I'd like to see it. How do I get it?
Actually, if you go on BBS Radio, there's a link to it. They were actually on last week. The producer and the director were on last week. So I have a link right on BBS Radio for Abstract Illusions. You can go there and click right to it, because they actually talk about hands-on healing and the wonderful things it does. It's really at the forefront of kind of the new healing modalities that are coming up and really taking hold.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
It works. Everybody I've talked to seems to love it. So
it's been around. I mean, those hands-on healing modalities have been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's just that now, because of the different shift in the energies, it's becoming more... what's the word, Jennifer?
prevalent.
It's
more available. Also, there's more people doing it, which is a huge part of it.
Right.
And it does just amazing things.
I believe in it.
How did you find it,
well,
Joan, just out
believing
of curiosity?
Believing is not necessary. It just is. Believing is not necessary.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's always been there.
Yeah. So it really is amazing, and I thank you for doing it.
Well, it's a natural thing, and I just decided to take classes to learn how to direct the energy, because it was a natural thing anyway. But
yes,
I would recommend it to anyone that gets the calling to go forward with it. Because it is a very fulfilling thing to help other people, and it is such a form of unconditional, selfless love. You know, it's just,
it is.
You know, you just do it, you get your ego out of there, and you just help people.
And we're also connected anyway, you know. And we don't even have to actually touch people. Do you do long distance remote healing as well? I'm sure you probably
do. I have, yeah. I can do it over the phone, you know.
Yeah.
It's all energy work, so naturally the intention is there. As long as the other person on the other end is willing or believes that this can happen, they have to be willing to accept it also, you know, they can't have this question in their mind. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. No, just have faith. Faith is such an important thing.
Right. Yeah, I would say they have to have faith in it more than belief. Because they could believe it the moment you're doing it, but then later say, no, it didn't happen, and just erase everything in an instant. So it's more faith in it. And, I mean, I've seen it happen even with my own dad. I did some work on him, and it, I mean, my mom was thrilled because he's getting really grumpy, and this helped him from being grumpy.
Made him calm down, huh?
Oh, yeah. But then all of a sudden, it's just like somebody said the wrong thing, and it all just washed out, and it's just like, ouch.
That's
and it becomes grump again, so it's just
It works. I think everybody needs it. Everybody.
Oh,
and even animals. I do it on my pets. They love it.
Yeah, I actually have, I do animal readings every February for the no-kill shelters in town, and
wonderful.
I've actually brought a friend of mine in who does Reiki on animals. She does energy work on animals, and I give them a reading, and she does the healing, and it's amazing how the dogs just gravitate to her. They just love that energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just
they
so much
it.
Fun.
Yes,
no,
they come.
It's a good thing.
They come to you for it because they understand it probably better than the human mind does because they know what it is.
Yeah, unconditional love pumped into them.
Exactly.
Well,
it's like
a block.
Exactly.
They don't
like,
have these mental blocks.
Yes. Most definitely. It's
so
a lot of
anyway,
fun.
Do you see anything else for me? Or I'll mainly be just working on those two things.
Right now, I would just focus on those things because those things are going to keep you pretty busy.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you got your hands full.
And everybody else is my soulmate right now. It's like I'm working with everybody. That's a good thing. So anyway,
I feel
I wish you
I'm just going to say that you're going to have a very exciting 2010 coming up. Actually, the next 2 years, discovering self-discovery also, and you know, which is a huge part of what you're doing with your healing work is self-discovery,
and also the acting. The acting is going to have her tapping into new areas. She's done a lot of work, and I commend you on the work. But this acting is still going to be pulling up some stuff in you that. It's going to be a little surprising, in a good way. But I really see the acting really bringing out some essences of you that have been hiding.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be fun, huh?
It's a good thing.
I'm looking forward to that. I always
consider it therapy.
Classes.
Consider it therapy.
Well, I've watched it happen in acting classes, you know, with myself and other people. You just have to bring these things up, and it's a good thing. It's very healing.
It really is.
It's all good. Well, I'm really happy with this news. I'm ready.
You're on an exciting journey. So just so look forward to this. It's beginning for you. And honestly, what I'm seeing is you really don't have a choice. I mean, it's some people I can see them standing, you know, in front of this path to the left and this path to the right. But you're walking already, and you're not stopping, and you're just going full speed ahead. So it's happening for you now as we speak.
So by the spring, I'll be in L.A. talking to the agent.
Oh, yeah. Probably before that. Don't you see that, Jen, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Before then.
Well,
yes.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's
you should
really
be.
Good news. I've waited
for
a while.
You're on track. You're on your path.
Oh, boy. Well, you two ladies have a beautiful holiday and a happy new year.
You
and
too. Thanks for calling.
I love listening to you.
Thanks for calling.
You're so
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good evening. Yes, she's got a lot of excitement coming. I mean, her life is getting ready to change immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new energy is coming in.
And even for Lance as well.
Yes.
I don't think he actually really realizes what he's got his hands on.
Yes, he's on his way.
Most definitely.
He's on his way.
So it's Just so you guys know, we do have at least 15 more minutes, so if you want to call in, it is 888-815-9756 if you want to call in. We are doing readings today and kind of discussing upcoming trends and energies, and we have been focusing a lot on relationships because, you know, the relationships most of us have been having is those kind of mirrors to make you kind of reflect more about yourself and seeing the mirror that not always the prettiest things, but it's we're kind of like finishing up that kind of situations in our relationships. And it's just not with your intimate relationships, but also your friendships, your family. Do you find that a lot of people, they're like either becoming closer with their family or breaking away from their family because the energy that they represented just isn't needed anymore?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had that experience in my own life with family and friends. I think mm-hmm. we're all kind of fine-tuning that kind of energy that we were drawn to the most. And when we've been working on ourselves spiritually, that's the kind of energy that we want to be around constantly because that's what feels so good, you know, to us, a similar energy. That's just what I'm getting. That's been my experience with family and friends. So, the right people are drawn to you, and the people that you really don't need or don't really serve in your life anymore are they just kind of go away. So it's interesting.
And it really is interesting how.
I mean, look how we've been drawn together, Jen.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been interesting with Facebook, and I've brought this up on my show. It is amazing the support and the people that I've met on there that otherwise I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have met them if it hadn't. So thank you, Facebook. I've reconnected with some wonderful people from my past who are really doing awesome stuff. And, you know,
You said that on Facebook just today, I noticed.
Yeah, it's just amazing that the people have come back into my life, and we lost track for decades. And it's wonderful to have them back in my life. It's kind of like, with Facebook, do you find it's personal yet not?
Well, you can keep that distance still if you want to, but yet you don't have to. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I really didn't get into doing the Facebook thing just till recently, so it's been interesting. Look at how we connect with people or don't so differently now than just even 5 years ago. You know,
it really
is. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Everything is on the computer instead of in person anymore, it seems like.
It's making the world smaller, but
in
some ways, there's still that safety net.
Right, right. And we're also realizing that we don't have to be in someone's physical presence to be connected to them or, you know, because we're all connected energetically. We're all connected.
And we have Christina on line two. Hello, Christina.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Raina. Happy birthday.
Thank you
very much.
Both
how are you doing?
Both of
thanks.
You.
And
I want to compliment Brant, who called in earlier, for saying that he enjoys it every year. I do, too.
So
I look forward to it. Again, next year, and it was really hard to get in today. The calls have been busy.
Oh, good.
So I have a question. I'm not going to, it's an open question. I will give you my birthday. What do you see for 2010?
Oh, can we narrow it down a little bit?
What do you see for the next 2 weeks, the end of the year? Or whatever spirit tells you.
And what was your birthday, honey?
4/29/1959.
Oh my gosh! You sound like you're about 20.
Thank you.
She's very young at heart.
What a young spirit you have, definitely. I'm feeling some changes with your career, definitely. In the next 4 to 5 months, I feel like it's already maybe in the works that you're having some kind of changes and money coming in too, which may or may not be connected to your work issue, your career. I'm not certain about that. Maybe Jen can fine tune that, but I feel like you're going to have some changes with your career, your job situation.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah.
Like,
I want you to do this because I know Christina almost too well.
I know.
You know her too well?
Too well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Because business is good and I don't want to change careers.
No, I'm not saying you're going to change what you're doing. I'm sorry. I see change coming in your money situation.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
It is a positive. Yes, it's not going to be anywhere negative at all. And there may be some shifting going on as far as promotional work, or you may have new projects coming up, but I don't see your place of business or your work, the business changing, just that you may have new projects coming that are going to be more exciting and create more money for you. That's what I'm getting in the next, three to four months. Yeah, there's going to be more excitement as far as your career goes.
That's awesome. You coming with me?
What are you doing exactly now?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Are we connected on Facebook, or Jennifer?
I'm not sure. Krista's Isagenics.
Yeah, I'm the Isagenics Independent Associate.
Okay.
And it's a profitable home-based business.
Okay.
They pay me weekly, so I would love to see it. I would love to see the happy truck come. When the happy truck comes to the house, which is the FedEx truck, that's because your weekly check is over $5,000 a week.
Oh.
Wow. We want the happy truck to come.
Okay, you know what? That is coming. Well, that's coming, and I do see more money. And
I want the happy truck to come to my house every week with that certified.
I absolutely see that. I absolutely do.
Yeah. Awesome. So you're coming with.
Okay.
I wanted to call in and wish you guys a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I am facebook.com/wolfeagle. So, but it's Christina Thompson, so that could be kind of confusing. And I chose Wolf Eagle for a lot of different reasons, but there's like so many Christina Thompsons that you would never find me. So it's.
Honey, I think we are on Facebook. I believe we are.
Oh, good.
I believe we are connected, yes. So I'll be looking for you. Thanks for calling in. Now I have a voice to go with the picture.
I know, and now it's like, what are you two girls doing after hours, after the party tonight?
I'm probably sleeping.
This call is the party. Oh, no, you guys need to have another woo-woo chat.
Who knows, but...
It's a birthday.
I understand that, but I have another caller, and we've got a few minutes for him,
okay.
I say
thank you
very much, Christina, and we will talk to you soon. And
thanks,
we do have John from Connecticut on the line. Thank you for waiting, John. How are you?
I'm really fine, and how are you doing tonight?
Just wonderful. And
happy,
what's your question?
Happy birthday. Well, okay, my present partner, I'll give you the birth date, is she just had a birthday on the 1st of December, and she was born in 62, and I'm going to have a birthday on the 6th of January. I was born in 52. Now, we were going back to Sedona, and my plans, well, part of my intention for many years was to open up a healing center there, and a piece of property is possibly, which is connected to it, could be utilized as a space, and I'm wondering if you see this coming to fruition, because you had just spoken about healing and all that, and that's my main focus. I love it. That's what brings me the most joy, and that's what the center would be about.
Absolutely. And so you're asking about a piece of property, a specific piece of property?
Well, yeah, because if this comes to fruition, then we would be going back to Sedona again. So it's like, do you see me there in Sedona? And because it would be, it's on a very sacred piece of property, and I would like to still hold that energy, still continue to have the ceremony there because there's a medicine wheel there, and the Nipi Lodge is there as well. I was just, you know, it was very interesting, your program, and with both of you there, I just thought I would call in and see if I could get some insight on that.
Absolutely. I'm getting April for that. I don't know when you were. I think there's going to be some planning going on after the first of the year, and that is definitely a possibility, and I do see the two of you working together. And having monthly or semi-yearly kind of gatherings with people from all over.
Yeah. And that's usually what it was all about. There are people from all over the world. You know, the Mayan elders would come there, Alejandra.
Yeah, I see lots of people there.
And quite a few of them, sure. So it was... It was, and it still is, amazing gatherings and beautiful ceremony.
Yeah. I see people there. Actually, I see a lodge being built so that you can house people on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And it's a work in progress. I mean, you're going to constantly be expanding and more people all the time. Especially, you know, nearing 2012, the energies are going to be bringing people there.
So we'll be able to put that together and create that then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're already beginning in your mind, and you're visualizing this, and that's going to take fruition. You're manifesting it as we speak.
Okay, that's wonderful.
It is.
Affirmations are so very wonderful.
Affirmations are, there's so much power in affirmations.
Sure. And even those from other beings and
mm-hmm.
all the different energies that work with and through them. Sure, that's wonderful. I
see you holding.
Even with that relationship thing that's going on nowadays, you know, I think that in the coming year, many of the first waivers and that are really going to be moving completely into their power. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the advance avant-garde, so to speak. So it's, you know, it's wonderful times and wonderful to be a part of that.
Oh, it is. It is exciting. Uh-huh.
Hey, John, let me ask you a question. What are you
sure.
getting? What kind of messages are you getting these days? About 2010 or just overall energy?
Well,
any insights?
Kind of create it as we go, to consciously create it, because there's so many probabilities, and I think that we've only looked at the smaller ones with our smaller minds, and with the expanding minds, many new possibilities are arising. Sure, there's certain, you know, everything is about energy, and there's amazing changes taking place, amazing innate gifts and abilities coming to surface on people. And that, again, it's coupled with their faith and their beliefs, you know, what we believe in is either what's held us back or what's going to set us free.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're constantly changing. But I think that more so now, the energetic support, this is never before. It's easy to look at it the other side and say, oh, you could have done this, this, and this while you're on the earth plane. But to actually be in that energy is something different. But now they mm-hmm. truly support this. You know, even those that would just get a joke out of it 10, 15, 20 years back are now giving it some serious thought because the changes in the DNA and, you know, it's occurring to everyone whether they're conscious of it or not. And that's why the light workers play such a important part in that, you know. But it is about truly choosing love, no judgments, choosing
mm-hmm.
love.
Very true. Very true.
That self-mastery is really what we're here to do. And once we get it, literally, anything you want can be yours. If it's for
yes.
the highest good of all, it's
mm-hmm.
it's just beautiful. It's really endless possibilities.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And that's a wonderful thing because now the energies are supporting it. And the light workers had to go through a lot for the last 20, 25 years. So, you know, I'm real excited about this coming year. I think it's going to be a major turning point. You know,
I do too. I agree. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, it is time for us to wrap up the show. So I thank you much, and happy holidays to you. And
once again, happy birthdays.
Oh,
thank you, John. Thanks for calling in. Thanks.
Okay, goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye. Now, Raina, how can people get a reading from you?
What great callers.
Yes.
You have a good audience. Great people, great questions.
We always tend to. So what's a good way for people to get in touch with you?
Did you get my extension?
Yes. There is a link on the page to get to Raina through.
It's routine.com, and it's Readings by Raina is my particular advisor title, I guess. So if you go to keen.com,
and that's
K-E-N.com. Right. K-E-E-N.com. And then Readings by Raina. And you really don't need my extension. If you put that in the search bar, and I'll come up, you know, when you put Readings by Raina. So.
And plus there is, I did put the link directly on the page.
Okay.
So you click on that,
great.
And you should pop up from Keen.
Perfect.
So,
thanks. Great.
I would like
talented.
To wish you a very happy birthday. It's always
too,
awesome
honey.
To have you on the show, and I think
thank
you have to take Brant's idea and have it, like, more than once a year.
I think that would be a blast. Hey, and I'm sure we'll be talking tomorrow on our birthdays, too.
Yes, we will be. So I thank you very much. And
thank
with
you.
That, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Many blessings to you. And we will see you next week.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.